As the city braced for deportation raids this weekend, legal groups were fanning out across the five boroughs to inform immigrants of their rights. WNYC's Merrill Ivrak was in one of those places, a church in the Bronx.
After masses in Spanish, dozens of people filed into the basement of a Catholic church on Stratford Avenue. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents were planning to arrest families who recently arrived, missed their court dates, and were ordered deported. But fear has spread among all immigrants. Alejandra came to the U.S. 12 years ago from Mexico and doesn't have legal status. She didn't want to provide her last name and says she feels afraid. Alejandra says she rarely leaves her house now. She worries what would happen to her two U.S. citizen daughters if she got deported. Hilario Galicia Montes, a volunteer at the church, says he's not afraid. He spent 21 years in the country, regularly paying taxes. But he says many of his friends are scared. Montes says some are not even going to work. Luis Sepulveda, who represents this area in the state Senate, was handing out his cell phone number during the workshops. Raids will reportedly continue this week, and Sepulveda says he's sending a message that the city will protect and defend immigrants.
We have to remain vigilant at all times, and we have to do everything possible to get the word out there and let people know that they have people looking out for them.
Mayor de Blasio says ICE agents attempted to arrest people in Harlem and Sunset Park, but were not successful. The agency hasn't confirmed if these activities were part of the planned operation. Morella Ibarak, WNYC News.